Okay. Gemara asked why in the case where you pick a wallet up in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and you carry it into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and in between you, or what's it called, and that you're, what's it called, potter, that you're chayiv for stealing, you have to pay back the wallet, and you're also chayiv for Shabbos. Why don't we say hagbah tzorech akira tzorech hagbah, and the akira and Rosh Hashanah Yochid, when you picked it up, even though at that time you weren't actually chayiv for Shabbos, but the malacha started then, and it's all considered one maisa, like we said before, with the arrow. So the Gemara first wanted to say that it's talking when you originally picked it up, you picked it up in order not to carry it out. So at that moment you were chayv on geneva, and it didn't even start the chiyuv Shabbos. Then you changed your mind, and you continued walking, and took it out. Okay? So the Gemara says that can't be, because you wouldn't be chayv for Shabbos in that situation. Because since when you picked it up, you didn't have intention to take it out, even though you didn't stop, and you then change your mind, you're not chayiv for Shabbos. You have to pick it up to begin with the intention of taking it out. So that can't be the case. So where it says, lo tema amanas lahatzniyo, and there's a different girsa here that's fits much better for what the meaning of the Gemara is, and that's Ella, right? Ella hachmai askina. This whole thing is skipped, and Ella hachmai askina. But the way we have it is lo tema amanas lo tzniyo. Don't say, forget about that answer. It's not talking we picked it up in order to move it to another corner in the house. You picked it up to carry it out. Ella ema amanas lo tzniyo. We're back to where we started from. You picked it up in order to carry it. Hachmai askina on kisha amad. But in between, you stopped. You stood still. So Mela, the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Chiyuv Geneva don't come at the same time. Because the picking up for the Geneva, is not connected anymore to the Chiyuv of Shabbos. Since you stopped and then you started again, the starting again is considered the Akira for Shabbos, and the original Akira is bottled. But it helps, so gotta be the stealing. Mura says, Omad Lamai, we stop for what? Ilakate, if to position the thing on your shoulder, right? So you didn't stop to rest. You stopped to position it. That's not called stopping. Urchehu, right? So then you're chayiv for Shabbos from the first Hagbah, even though you stopped. But that stopping isn't mevatel your Akira. Because it's a normal thing to stop to position something on your shoulder. Ela ba'omed lofush, you stop to rest. Then you mevatel the first Akira, and now it's a new Akira. So the Akira for Shabbos is not connected to the Akira, the Hagbah of the Chayfetz. So therefore, the Hagbah of the Chayfetz came first, and you chayiv as Geneva. Then you started a new Hagbah by stopping and starting again. That's the Chiyuv Shabbos. Two separate things, Rashi. Hachav Mayaskinon. Kisha Omad. The Amidoso, oh no, Ella Higbi Omanas Lotzio, with a Kashiloch, Neima Hagbol Tzorech Otzahi. And now we're back to the original question. If you originally picked it up to carry it out, then why doesn't the Malach of Shabbos start there and pater you from the Geneva? Hochma Eskina Kisha Omad. You stopped in between before you got out of the house. The Amidoso Hi Hanocha Lakir Rishona. Stopping is considered a anocha. And now when you start again, you have a new Akira. So the Akira for Shabbos only was after you stopped. And the Hagbah for the Geneva was before you stopped. It's two separate things. The Ein Chiyuv Shabbos Bo Lo Al Yedi Akira Shcheifes HaRishona. The Chiyuv Shabbos doesn't come from the first Akira. El Al Yedi Akira Shgufo Sh'okir Asmo Acher Ho'anida Amanas Lahotzi Akira Shgufo Kakira Shcheifes. Picking up your body is like picking up the thing, even though you still had it in your hand. That it's considered like it was on the ground, because once you stop, the whole thing stops, and when you start again, it's like you're picking it up again. Urchehu ve'ein amidoso hanocha levatla kirishonim melechus Shabbos. If you only stop to position it, that's not called stopping, and the middle of the chiyuv comes from the first akira. We're back to where we started. Why don't we say that akira tzorech hanocha, and anything that happened in throughout that process, you're potter from. Ela ba'omed lofush, talking where you stop to rest. Avalakatef my potter, but if you stopped to position it, you'd be potter. So if that's the case, Yadetani, Hoya Megarvi Yosef, why did the Brisa have to tell me a case that, but if you were dragging it on the ground, you didn't pick it up, then you will be potter, right? Then you will be potter, right? The Megarvi Yosef, potter, Niflug Vinismididah. Why do you have to say a new case where you're dragging it? Say the same case. If you picked it up and you stopped to position it, then you're what's it called? You're potter. But if you stop to rest, then you're chayiv. Should have said those two cases instead of going to a new case of where you're dragging on the ground. So you can't say that. Therefore, the Gemara only could find a case where you are potter if you were dragging it and weren't kone until you took it into Rishus HaRabim and you were chayiv then. On both. Then you're potter. Because they both came at the same time. The Gemara could have said a different case where they came at the same time, where you stopped to position it. Right? But the Gemara didn't say that. So obviously that's not a case. Rashi, potter mitzashlumim. To osi alei chiyuv Shabbos machmas hadbo rishona. Shabon nikne lo hakis. Umisa v'tashlim boen keechot. Where you stopped to position it, there we say that the akira tzorech hanocha, and that in that case l'chori should be potter. Niflug bididom magbia atzma yochel l'shanas bochiyuv potter. The Gemara didn't have to go on to a new case of where you're dragging it. It could have said even if you picked it up, it depends when you stop. If you stop to rest, then you'll be chayev. If you stop to position it, you'll be potter. Ela ha'moni ben azahi. Now this brisa goes according to ben azahi. To Omar Mahalech Ka'omidami, that walking is like stopping. Every time you take a step, it's like a new Hanocha. So if that's the case, how could ever be Chayiv Maver Dalar Amos Bishus Arabim? Right? So it's a Gezeres HaKosuf. It's a Halach L'Moshe Misinai. That even though every step you take is like stopping, you're still Chayiv in Maver Dalar Amos Bishus Arabim. What's it called? That's one. Or the Gemara, the Rishalmi says that according to Ben Azai, you're only Chayiv by Zorek Bishus Arabim. If you throw Arba Amos. But if you walk with it, you'll be potter. Because every step is another hanocha. So you never had an akira hanocha with dalet amos in between. You always had an akira and hanocha with less than dalet amos in between. Right? Or, no, another case, not zorek, jumping. You jumped from, what's it called, one spot to 4 amos later. Then you'd be chayiv because of maver dalet amos, which I'm according to Ben Asai.
Okay.
What? The Mishkan, we don't learn Maver Dalet Amos. Maver Dalet Amos, we learn from Pasuk. Ela lo sukma Rashi, kisha omad, vafilo hachichi of Shabbos dakira lav machmas akira rishona, right? That when you picked it up to begin with and you were chayiv on the Geneva, that didn't start the Isra Shabbos. The hagbo ashile, ela bakira's gufo, kopsi achron, lekshiyotzim in abayis, ubenazahi. The Chiyuv Shabbos was only at the last step you made before you left the house. All the steps before that, even though you didn't stop, are considered like stopping. So the first, when you picked it up to begin with, your Chayev on the Geneva, but that didn't start the Chiyuv Shabbos till the last step before you left the house, that started the Chiyuv Shabbos, according to Ben Azai. Mahalech kol midami v'akiras kol psiya havi akira v'hanochas haregel hi hanocha. Hilkach kanya mishas hagba the chiyuv misa bepsiya basraisa ko asile. He said. Zemara says the nisne aval zorek my potter mashma, though that if you didn't carry it out but you threw it out, you would be potter because then the chiyuv the akira nanocha would be the same. So niflog v'nisne b'dah, same question we had before. Why does the Gemara have to go to a new case of the megara, of dragging it on the ground? Say, if you walked out with it is one thing, but if you threw it out, then you're a potter. B'med v'orim amurim b'mahalich, aval zorek potter. Gemara says, no, megara v'yotze tzvichalei. He wanted to tell me, now it's already a different case. Case of walking or the case of throwing. So it's not such a big kasha, why did it have to say a new case of dragging? Because dragging and throwing are both new cases. Now he wants to tell me, no, he wanted to tell me dafka, the case of dragging. Why? It's a chiddush. I might think that dragging a wallet is not the way to carry it. It's not normal carry. No, that you're dragging a wallet on the ground is also normal. Versus, when is it normal? If it's a big wallet, right, it's a safe, you're stealing the guy's safe, so that's no, you don't know, chiddush. Of course, the way to carry a safe is to drag it on the ground. Talking about a small wallet, then that's not the derech. You wouldn't be chayef for dragging a wallet on the ground. That's not the derech to carry it like that. Ela b'mitzioi. It's talking about medium-sized things. Medium-sized things. It's a chiddush that's also called derech. Mor says, okay, let's see Rashi. Aval zorek mai higbiu v'zorko potem mitashlumin da'aslechiyuv shabbos ha'idechiyuv hagbah desu lesa akirach risa. Right? But if you threw it, even according to Ben Azai, then the original Akira is part of the end Hanocha, and it's all one Chiyuv, and there you'd be potter for paying for the thing. I think that dragging something on the ground is not the derech to carry it, and you'd be potter. Where do you need this Chiddush? You tell me dragging is considered normal. A safe. So for sure, what's it called? It's a derech. You don't need, it's no chiddush. Urchehu legaru pshita dotzoi. Lav urchehu va'amai chai mishum Shabbos. But if it's a small wallet, it's taka not the normal way to carry it if you drag it. Elamai, it's talking b'mitziyah with medium-sized things. Okay. So Morris says, now we're going to ask, with the afke lehechu, where did you take this wallet out to? That's your chayiv Shabbos, right? If you're dragging it out into the street. If you took it into Rishus HaRabim, you were megarit, right? You didn't never picked it up in Rishus HaYochid, so you weren't chayiv on Geneva inside the house. You're only chayiv on Geneva when you dragged it outside the house. Where did you drag it to? If you dragged it to Rishus HaRabim, Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Geneva Leka. Dragging something for a kinyan, you can't drag something into Rishus HaRabim and be konet. You have to drag it into your Rishus. But if you drag it from somebody's rishus into the rishus harabim, that's not koneh. So the chori, you're not koneh al geneva. So chiyuv Shabbos is there, but the chiyuv geneva is not there. Idafke the rishus hayochid, if you dragged it into your private rishus hayochid, from his rishus hayochid, isu geneva ika isu Shabbos leka. There's no chiyuv taking rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid on Shabbos. So geneva there is. You brought it into your rishus. You were koneh it al geneva. But you weren't mechal Shabbos. So Moses says, "Well, tzricha da afki letzidei rishus harabim. You dragged it to tzidei rishus harabim. Okay, the sides we had before the rishus harabim. They used to put what's it called, little pegs or stones or whatever to keep people away from the walls of the houses that are that what's it called that border the rishus harabim. And that small area between the pegs and the houses is rishus harabim." But it's Sidei Rishus. It's not a full Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim doesn't go there. They stay within the post. Ukeman. Ikar of Elezer, Domer, Sidei Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Domi, Isar Shabbos, Ika, Isar Geneva, Leka. Right? If it goes, according to Rabbi Elezer, Sidei Rishus HaRabim, since the Rabim sometimes overflow there, is considered a real Rishus HaRabim. So we're back to the same problem. If you dragged it into that area, you're not Kone it Lagabi Geneva, but you're over in Isar Shabbos. Ikrabon and Damre Tzidu Rishus HaRabim Lavka Rishus HaRabim Domi Isu Geneva Ika Isu Shabbos Leka. And if it's not considered like Rishus HaRabim, you're not Chayiv al Shabbos, but in a Chanami it's like you bring it into your Rishus, because everybody has the Rishus. It's like a Simta. Everybody can, it's like the swale on your property on the side of Rishus HaRabim. So whoever's there, it's considered there, not theirs mamish, but it's considered theirs for that time. So if Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaRabim, then whoever's there drags their thing. It's like their thing. So you call it Lagabi Geneva, but it's not Rishus HaRabim. You're not Chayiv HaShabbos. Versus La'olam K'Rebbe Lezer. The Chi Omer Rebbe Lezer Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim Domi Honi Mili Le'inyin Chiyuva De Shabbos. When did Rebbe Lezer say that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaRabim, that's Lagabi Shabbos? that it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Why? Zimna Didachi Rabim V'Ayla Hasam. Sometimes the Rabim overflows into that area between the posts and the walls. Avalinyin Mikne Koni. Right? But the Gabi Kinyan, your Kone, it's not a full Rishus HaRabim. That's if you drag it into Rishus HaRabim. You drag it into Rishus HaRabim, Gabi Shabbos. Why? My time with the Holo Shchichei Rabim, because Rabim aren't Shchiyah, so whoever's there, it's considered like their thing, Legabi Kenyan. Rashi. Isur Gneva Lekha, the Meshicha Belo Hagba, Kasoka Daitach, the Lokanya Brishus Rabim. We think now, later on the Gemara is going to say differently, but we think now that just like Kenyan, Meshicha has to be into your Rishus, not into Rishus HaRabim. If I'm Moshech something from, you want to sell me something. I'm Moshech it from your Rishus into Rishus HaRabim, I'm not Kone. If I'm Moshech it from your Rishus into my Rishus, or into a Rishus of a Simt or whatever, where we both have Rishus, there it's okay. Because then whoever's there first, whoever's there now, it's like his place. But Rishus HaRabim, I'm not Kone. So over here, the same thing. If you dragged it into Rishus HaRabim, why should you be Kone if we got big Geneva? And if it wasn't Rishus HaRabim, you dragged it into your Rishus, why should you be Chayiv al Shabbos? Rishus HaYochid, Rishuso, Shehoise Chatzero Smucha Lechatzer Abayla. You dragged it from his house into your yard, which was contiguous to his yard. So then you're not Chayiv al Shabbos. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Somech Lebatim. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is the part of Rishus HaRabim closest to the houses. Shenosnim lahalim min habatim avonim umichsholim laharchi chichu koagolos. We don't want the wagons to knock into the walls, so they used to put posts or other kinds of obstructions on the side of the Rishus HaRabim to keep the wagons away from the walls. That little area between the walls and these obstructions is called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Umiosin chifufei the lifnim kori Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Plux of the Rebelezer of Rabbanim be'evrim perikol gagas, where the machlokas of Rebelezer and the Chachamim, whether Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are considered like Rishus HaRabim or not, is machlokas and Erevin. The Holo Shchichei Rabim, so Gemara says, no, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, according to Rebelezer, is Rishus HaRabim legabi Shabbos, but it's not Rishus HaRabim legabi Kenyan. Legabi Kenyan, you could be kona by dragging it into Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. The Havi like a Simta, the Tikkun ba Mashiach, it's like a Simta. Simta is also like a Carmelist or whatever, and you can, you, so whoever's there has the right to use it for the time they're there. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi had a different answer. Kigon Shetzirif Yodol Lamata Mishlosha V'Kiblo. It's talking where you put your hand under three Amas, three Tzvachim, and you were Makabel the Genev into your hand. So you didn't drag it on the ground. If it was in Rishus HaRabim on the ground, Eino Chinami. You're what's it called, Yubichayev for Shabbos, Benachayev al Kinyan. But here it's talking where you took your hand and you put it less than three tvachim, right? So, and you grabbed it into your hand. So you're called el al Kinyan Hagbor, or Kinyan Yad. So there's a Kinyan. And it's also Rishus HaRabim because it's within three tvachim of Rishus HaRabim is a din of Rishus HaRabim, even though it's in your hand. So Mevela, what's it called, Yechayv al Shabbos, because it's within three tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, and your hand is buckled to that. But you're also called it because it's in your hand. So the Kinyan and the Chiyuv Shabbos come at the same time. Kinarava. Dabar Rava, Yodo Shaladim Chashuv Alo Ka'arba Al Arba. The hand of a person is considered like a buckle to itself. So the Mela, what's it called? That's where the Hanocha was. The Hanocha was in a place of Dalet al Dalet, which is your hand. And you're also called it because it's in your hand completely. Okay. Rav Acha Masni, Ratzirashi. Rav Ashi Omar, Megar V'yotzi, the Komer Potter, La'olam B'shus HaRabim. With the Kashilo, Hisru G'nei V'lecha, if it's in B'shus HaRabim, then you weren't called there. No, to go to Tzirif Yodo Hashniya Lepachos Mishlosha Somach Lekarka with the Yodo Achas Girra. With the other hand, you were dragging it, and you put it into your other hand, which was within three tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim. V'dafla Tochaverta the Yodo Kanyule. Your Yad is called there for you, and it's still considered in Rishus HaRabim because it's within three tvachim. Kidarava Damarava Yodo Shalom Chashuvah L'Yin Hanochas Shabbos Kibokam Arbol Arbol. וכי היכי דלעניין שבת חשוב מקום לעניין מקנה נובי חשוב מקום למקנה, כאילו הגביע למעלה משלושה. It's like you picked it up more than three tfachim because it's in your hand, that's already חשוב. ומי הוא פשוט היוכד לא אגבות ותקני להם מקמי דלי שכי ושבת עולה, but it's not considered רשוס היוכד, it's a רשוס הרבי. וביוסו רשוס הרבי כן יוסו בוין כאחד. ולהוכי משני כשצירת ולא תהווה הגבוה בשוש היוחד כנקטוני מגר ויוצא. You had to be where you only put it in your hand in the Rishus HaRabim, because if you put it in your hand already before, then the Chiyuv Geneva came before the Chiyuv Shabbos.
Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph from the days, the middle of the Omid. We're trying to explain the Braisa that if you carried out a wallet that you stole from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, so then you are chayiv on it, because Lamaisa, you were chayiv on the you were chayiv on the Geneva from the time you picked it up, and you're not chayiv on Shabbos till you put it down in Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara explained why that is not, we don't say Hagbah Tzorech Akira Tzorech Hagbah or Hagbah Tzorech Akira, because either it's talking according to Ben Azai that every step is like a new Akira and Hanacha, so the first time you picked it up had nothing to do with the Chi of Shabbos, only the last step in Rishus HaYochid. And now the Gemara says that what's it called, and then Gemara wants to say that it's, now the Gemara wants to know, where did you bring it to? That you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos if you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, and you're also now, when you're megarer it, if you were dragging it, you're going to be considered that you're konet. L'chor, if you're dragging it to Rishus HaRabim, you're not konet. And if you drag it into Rishus HaYochid, you're not over on Shabbos. So Gemara said first, it's talking about Tzidei Rishus HaRabim according to Rabbi Lezer, that it's Rishus HaRabim legabe Shabbos, but Rishus HaYochid legabe Kinyan. Now the Gemara says a different thing. And then the Gemara said, Ravashi said, where you put your hand within three tefachim of the ground, your hand becomes a place of kinyan itself, and even though it's in Rishus HaRabim. Okay. But it's considered Hanoch and Rishus HaRabim because Lamaisa, your hand is within three tefachim of Rishus HaRabim. Lagabi kinyan, you're a konet. Lagabi Rishus HaRabim, it's considered Rishus HaRabim. Now the Gemara says a different teretz. Ravacha Masni Hachi, Ravina Masni. So Ravacha learned like this, and Ravina learned differently. La Olam the Afke Rishus HaRabim. So when you brought it Mamish into Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim Mamikon, and he holds that if you take something out of someone's Rishus HaYochid and you bring it in to Rishus HaRabim, you're Kone. You don't have to bring it into your Rishus or into a Simta, even into Rishus HaRabim, you're Kone. Shaila, whether this is for all kinyonim or just for kinyoni gzeila. The legabi gzeila, you could consider like your konid as a gazla, but regular kinyonim could be not. Okay. In any case, but that's what it says. Now the Gemara says, "V'tarvayu b'diyuka d'homas nisin k'miflagei." They're both arguing in the diuk of the following mishnah. Disnan hayamoshcho v'yotzei umeis b'shus ba'ilin potter. You, what's it called, you had somebody who was stealing a behemoth. The behemoth was in the Rishus of the Baalim, and he pulled it out of their Rishus. Okay? So if it died in Rishus Baalim, so he didn't become a ganav on it. So he wasn't chayiv even for onsim or whatever, and it died, and he didn't do anything to do with it, so he's potter. Higbio, if you picked up the animal, it's a little animal, and you picked it up. Osho tzir Rishus Bailin, or you pulled it out of the Rishus HaBailin, umes, and then it died, so you made a kinyan gzela on it, so now you're chayiv to return it no matter what. And even if it died, you're responsible to replace it. Chayiv. So that's the Mishnah. Ravina daik mi reisha, Ravacha daik mi seifa. Ravina learned from the reisha, the diuk of the reisha, and Ravacha was medayi from the sefer. How? Ravina daik mi reisha, hayu mashcho v'yotzei umeis b'shus bailin potter. Mashma, only if it died in the reshus of the bailin. You didn't take it out of the reshus of the bailin. time of the meis b'shus b'ilim, ha-hotziyom b'shus b'ilim u'meis chayim, even if you brought him to Rishus HaRabim. As long as you took it out of the Rishus or the b'ilim, doesn't make a difference where you took it to, you're chayim. That's called a kinyan geneva. So again, so we see from here, according to Rav Acha, right, according to Ravina, right, that even bringing it into Rishus HaRabim, at least the Gabi Kinyan Gzeila is Kona. Again, regular Kinyonim could be not, but at least the Gabi Kinyan Gzeila, and that's what we're talking about on Shabbos too with the wallet. Rav Acha Dayik Misefa, Higbiyu Oshitziyu Hotsa Dum Yadagba. Right, if you picked it up or you dragged it out of the Rishus HaBailim, where did you drag it to? So the dragging is similar to the Hagbah. Ma Hagbah Dasil Rishus. Say, just like Hagbah you brought into your Rishus by picking it up, so too the Mashiach has to be into your Rishus. Fotsoa Nomi Dasil Rishus. So therefore, according to Rav Acha, bringing it into Rishus HaRabim won't be koneit. According to Ravina, it will. And according to Ravina, therefore, we have no problem with the Megarer. You brought it into Rishus HaRabim, since you took it out of the Rishus of the Nignav, and you brought it into Rishus HaRabim, you called it. And the Mela, what's it called? The Geneva and the Chiyuv Shabbos come at the same time. And according to Rav Acha, you'll have to, what's it called, give one of the answers we gave before. Morris says, Rav Acha Kasha Reisha, Rav Acha's Medayif and the Seifa. Well, what's he going to do with the Reisha? The Reisha's mashma is that as long as you took it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, you're chayiv. Doesn't make a difference where you took it. Mara says, Reisha l'Rav Acha lo Kasha, Kamod lo Asi l'Rishus, say Rishus Bailim Korin Bey. As long as you didn't bring it to your Rishus, it's still considered in the Rishus of the Bailim. So even if you took it out of the Rishus of the Bailim into Rishus HaRabim, that's considered it's still in the Rishus of the Bailim. Lagavi the Kenyan. Seifa the Ravina, lo kasha. The Seifa is not a kasha and Ravina. Why? Hotsa dumya dahagba, lo amrina. He doesn't hold this idea of hotsa dumya dahagba. Right? And in the Enochanami hagba, you picked it up, and it's your Rishus. Hotsa could be out of the Rishus of the Bayan, that's good enough. See Rashi. Ravacha masni hachi, kida amoran, the Meshicha b'shus harabim lokani. Rav Acha holds, like we said up until now, that if you drag it into Rishus HaRabim, you're not calling it. Umokim lakashitzirith yado v'kiblotochon. He'll have to set it up like Rav Ashi, that you put your hand within three tefachim, put it into your hand, you're calling it because your hand is considered a mokom for kinyan, and it's within three tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, so l'mash yachayv on Shabbos too. Hoya Moshcho, Begonli Behemer Bishus Bailim, Koi Beperik Maruba. It's a Mishnah in Maruba, in Bavakama, and it's talking where a person stealing an animal that was in the Rishus of the Bailim. Umei Sashor. And as you were dragging it out, but you didn't get it out of the Rishus of the Bailim, it died. So you never made a Kinyan Geneva on it, it's not your problem. Bishus HaBailim Potter, Haganim Lishalim Klum, the Lokoni Lishai Bones, and he wasn't calling it Kinyan Gzeila. He didn't do anything. Right, he happened to die in the Rishus HaBailim. He wanted to steal it, but he never stole it. He could be afilu b'shus HaBailim. If he picked it up, even Rishus HaBailim, he made a kinyan on it. Or if he took it out of the Rishus HaBailim, mashma, no matter where you took it, even Rishus HaRabim, you're calling it. Okay, let's go on a little bit. Now we're going on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person rapes or seduces his sister or his aunt, where he's chayiv kares, he has to pay a knas. Well, it says v'raminu elu hein alokin, right? That there's malchus when there is a chiyuv kares, and when therefore you get malchus for habo alachoso, the alachos aviv, the alachos imo, the alachos ishto, the al eishes achiv, the al eishes achiyavi, the al anita. All these are, Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Malchus, are cases where you get malchus. Okay? So that means that if you live with your sister or your aunt, you get malchus. And we know, the kaimalon, the ain't a loka, mashallah. We have a klal, and Rashi says we'll learn where we know that from, but that's a klal. You never get malchus and pay at the same time for the same offense. So the chor, if you get malchus for living with your sister, how could you pay a knas? Right? You can't pay a knas and get malchus. And since the Mishnah says you get malchus, must mask me, you don't pay. So how could our Mishnah say that you pay a knas? L'chora, the Mishnah over there says you get malchus. Eluhen alokin im hisru bahen, if they had hasra, they get malchus, right? The kaima londein lokim mishalim. The nathkon lekamam mechdei risha. So mishum risha achas atomechayvo viatomechayvo mishum shtei rishayos. You can get one punishment for one crime, but not two punishments for the same crime. And the Gemara learns out that it's talking about malchus and mammon. We'll see later on where we know misa and malchus and misa and mammon or whatever. But this case, kedei risha, so right, he's talking about malchus, and you only get one punishment, the malchus, not the mammon. Gemara says, Omar ula lokashe kan bachoso nara. Kan bachoso bogeres, right? By achoso nara en achanami. De ika knas usvir le de mamona mishalim velo loki. Our Tana holds that if she is chayiv a knas and malchus, you get the knas and not the malchus. En achanami, you're only going to get one. So our Mishnah is talking where she's a nara. So there's a knas, there's no malchus. The Mishnah in Malchus, it says there's malchus, is talking about bogeres. There is no knas by a bogeres. Mamela, there's malchus. So no stira. Our mission is talking about a nara. He pays the knas, doesn't get malchus. The mission Malchus says you get malchus, you don't pay the knas. That's by a bogeres. There is no knas. The ika knas is svirale de mamona mishalim veloloki. Vahi de malchus be bogeres dein lo knas. Tamara says can't be. Bogeres nami ha ika boshe supagam. Aside from the knas, there's other things you have to pay if you rape a woman. You have to pay her boshes and her pagam. How much she's worth less now on the marriage market. And the boshes. So the chora, there's still payment over there. Why do you get malchus? Where it says, b'shota. It's talking about a shota where there is no boshes and there's no pagam. It doesn't decrease her value, the fact that she's a basula or a ba'ula, since she's a shota. And there's no boshes for a shota. Where it says, v'ika tzara. L'maisa, even a shota has tzar. You have to pay her tzar, so there is still payment. So why did he get malchus? Bimafuta. It's not talking by a rape, it's talking by a seduction. And the Gemara says that there is no tzar when a woman agrees to be seduced, she has no tzar. You don't pay tzar. Gemara says, Hashad, Asis Lahachi. Once you say it's talking about a mafuta, over there, right, Afilu te machoso nara biyasoma mafuta. By mafuta, there is no knas except if she has a father. Then the knas goes to her father. But if she's a yesoma and she's a mafuta, so she's mochel the knas. She agreed. Well, you were paying her a knas for it. You seduced her. So she agreed. So then there is no knas. If there's no knas, it's malchus. So now we can come out that the Mishnah in Malchus, it says malchus, is talking about a nara, but it's talking about mafuta and with her consent, and she's a yesoma. And our mission is talking about a nara who is raped, or she has a father, either one, seduced and has a father, or she's raped. In both of those cases, what's it called? He pays, and there is no malchus. Rashi, boshes upgam, the gabi knasu de boin nara of a boshes monahu, even by a bogeris. Upgam ki ilu he shifchanim keres bishu kama pichsa midomera lasiyo la evet sheyesh l'rabo koras ruach emenu kidle come on. Vahava bogeris nami isa, right? The maisa she depreciated in value as a marriageable, that her father could marry her off to somebody he wants to get give a present to give her a basula, and he wouldn't be able to do that if she's not a basula. B'shota shein la boshes udomim limokir b'shuk nami engla. Shota doesn't have any depreciation, nor does she have any boshes. Ay vaika tzara. The hachitam masnisen hamefata nosin boshes to pugam uknas mosiv lava onish nosin tzar. By onish there's tzar, so the chora, why doesn't he have to pay for tzar? The mefuta, it's talking to ein latzar, it's talking where she agreed, so there's no tzar. Can amrin lekama mepirkin pikchos shibohen omros mefuta ein latzar. The women, wise women, report that there's no tzar by a mefuta. Biyasoma shiknaso boshto pugam ashalot. It's talking where she doesn't have a father, so everything goes to her. She goes to her. She's mochel on it because she agreed to be seduced. Umafuta, kiven shakol shelo, ain't kan chiyuv mammon. to add the midaita of achule achle gadei, she was mochel, otherwise she wouldn't have agreed. Shota lo garsinen, bikachas nomi ain shum chiyu mom mefuti yusoma. Doesn't have to be a shota anymore, it could be a normal woman, but if since she agreed, right, to be mefuta, she was mochel on the chiyuve moment. Okay.
Is it considered mahmat like that by the soul and animal? Is it considered like it is halacha mahmas malacha, like it died during its work?
Yeah, but here it didn't die. Its work wasn't. It died. It didn't die during its work. But he's that's for a shoel, this potter. But a ganav isn't potter. A filum meisma, but gamin is chayv and everything.
But I'm saying, like, if he's walking with the thing, and all of a sudden it just.
That's not called. That's called an onus. Yeah, that's onus. That's not meisam machmas malacha. Even a shoel is chayv in that. The animal died by onus, not when it was working. The only reason a shoel is potter if he died when he's working. Because that's what he borrowed it for, to work with it. You can't make him chayiv for that, right? It died during its normal usage. But if it died because of an onus, lightning hit it, died of old age, then a shoel is also chayiv.